Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and I'm here with my co-host Jordan to dive into Chevron's first quarter 2026 earnings call. Now, before we get started, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And what a quarter to analyze. Chevron just reported some really solid numbers despite operating in what can only be described as a pretty chaotic global environment.
Absolutely. Let's start with the headline numbers. Chevron posted $2.2 billion in earnings, or $1.11 per share. But the adjusted earnings tell a cleaner story. $2.8 billion, or $1.41 per share. Jordan, what stood out to you in these results?
Well, the big story here is how Chevron's integrated model really shined during market volatility. They had about $3 billion in unfavorable timing effects due to steep commodity price rises in March, but management was clear this was largely paper positions that would unwind. What's impressive is how they navigated supply disruptions.
Right, and CEO Michael Wirth really emphasized this integration advantage. They're now running over 40% equity crude in their Asian refineries, compared to their historical 15% across the system. That's a massive operational shift.
Exactly. In the U.S., they're above 50% equity crude throughput at some refineries. This isn't just about margins. It's about supply security. When global energy markets are tight, having your own crude to feed your own refineries is like having a strategic ace up your sleeve.
Let's talk about the geopolitical elephant in the room. There's clearly some major conflict affecting Middle Eastern energy supplies, though the transcript doesn't specify exactly what. How is Chevron positioned?
Interestingly, Chevron seems relatively insulated. Less than 5% of their portfolio is in the Middle East region, but they're definitely benefiting from the market dynamics. Their Australian LNG facilities are running at full capacity, and they just sold their first U.S. LNG cargo into Europe. Talk about good timing.
And the production numbers are strong across the board. They're reaffirming 7 to 10% production growth for the year, with U.S. production over 2 million barrels per day. The TCO project in Kazakhstan is back above 1 million barrels per day after some earlier disruptions.
What I found fascinating was the Venezuela update. They've expanded their position there through an asset swap with PDVSA, increasing their stake in Petro Independencia to 49%. But Wirth was clear, they're still in debt recovery mode and expect Venezuela to represent just 1 to 2% of cash flow from operations.
The Q&A session had some really telling moments. When analysts pressed about capital allocation in this higher price environment, CFO Aymer Bonner was adamant about staying disciplined. No changes to their $2.5 to $3 billion quarterly buyback range.
That's smart. She said it's too early. Only 8 weeks into the conflict, to fundamentally change their outlook. They're not being pro-cyclical on buybacks, which shows real capital discipline.
One of the more intriguing discussions was about their exclusive negotiations with Microsoft for power projects. Wirth mentioned they're advancing a West Texas project and could reach FID later this year. That's Chevron diversifying into the data center power space.
The timing there is interesting, too. With AI driving massive power demand and Microsoft being their cloud provider, this feels like a natural partnership. Wirth seemed confident they could align Microsoft's power price expectations with Chevron's return requirements.
Let's talk about some of the other operational highlights. The Eastern Mediterranean gas assets, Tamar and Leviathan, are running at full capacity. They're expanding both and took FID on a major Leviathan expansion in January.
And don't forget the chemical business. With naphtha crackers running dry globally due to supply constraints, Chevron Phillips Chemical's North American ethane-based cracking operations are seeing better than mid-cycle chain margins, according to management.
The Permian continues to be a cash cow, running above 1 million barrels per day. But when analysts asked about ramping up growth there, Wirth was measured. He emphasized they're focused on reliability and strong free cash flow rather than chasing quick production growth.
That disciplined approach extends to their newly acquired Bakken assets from the Hess deal. They've had interest from buyers, but management wants more operating data first. Worth mentioning, they underestimated the DJ Basin quality when they acquired Noble, so they're being patient.
One policy discussion caught my attention. When asked about government responses to supply shocks, Wirth was pretty specific. He praised strategic reserve releases and Jones Act waivers, but warned against price caps and export bans.
Yeah, and he was particularly pointed about California's energy challenges. He called out decades of poor energy policy that have left the state vulnerable during supply crunches.
Looking ahead, what should investors focus on?
Three things stand out. First, Chevron's integrated model is proving its worth in volatile markets. Second, their production growth trajectory looks solid, with multiple growth projects coming online. Third, they're maintaining capital discipline while the market rewards that approach.
The financial guidance remains unchanged: $18 billion-$19 billion in capital spending, 7%-10% production growth, and they're on track for their $3 billion-$4 billion structural cost reduction target by year-end.
And with their 2030 targets of 10% growth in adjusted free cash flow and earnings per share, plus a 3% improvement in ROCE at $70 Brent, they're positioning for the long term while capitalizing on near-term opportunities.
Before we wrap up, Jordan, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Chevron's showing how operational excellence and strategic positioning can create value even in chaotic markets. Their ability to direct equity crude to their refineries, maintain high utilization rates, and capture integration benefits is really differentiated. But remember, everything we've discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Well said. That's a wrap on Chevron's first quarter 2026 earnings. Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch, and we'll catch you next time for more AI-powered earnings analysis. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.